This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well in self-isolation. Those of you who are essential personnel, I hope that you're staying safe when you're out and about working and going about your daily duties. We're still isolated here at the house. I mean, we've been out grocery shopping once this week, and pretty much it, right?
Did we go out one?
I did, yeah. You were working at the house here with your little charges.
Oh yeah, that's great.
Do you have your masks?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we do.
All right.
I'm still not awake. Sorry, y'all. I'm working on it.
It's all right.
Well, I know. I feel like the morning frog.
You need a little nap. You had a long day yesterday. We did some spring house cleaning yesterday, and It was nice to get some stuff done. So, it's first day of turkey season, so let's not delay in asking the callers who are on their way turkey hunting to call in right now, 410 WCBM 680, because they're going to want to get in the woods before the first turkey starts to gobble on the roost. So that's going to be real quick. So if we've got anybody still in their car that hasn't made it into the woods, 410 WCBM 680, tell us where you are, what county you're hunting, and what you think your odds of success are today. What do you think of that? It's first day of turkey season. We got to do something. Why are you looking at me like that? I'm too enthusiastic for you.
Yes, I got it.
Well, Chris has been at it all day. I mean, all night. He's not exactly fresh either, but, you know.
He's fresher than I am.
Yeah, probably. But he's been awake. That's been the thing. So, how was your week there, Chris?
I can't complain.
Well, good.
I could, but then you'd have to charge me about $150 an hour, and it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I got it.
But, yeah, overall, I can't complain. Went outside a couple times and just watched the birds, and then turned around and went back inside.
I got you.
Our house is kind of happy. It wants us to stay quarantined a little bit longer.
What?
Well, we started one room at a time trying to declutter and get rid of stuff, and we found the kitchen counters, and think about it. You can at least do some stuff while you're home.
People are doing stuff. That's what we're trying to do. You know, people are doing a lot of stuff.
They're trying to apply for unemployment.
They're staying online a lot. They're buying more stuff online than they should. They're eating more than they should. Did I say eating more than they should?
Yeah, getting the COVID-19.
Yes.
19 pounds.
Yes, exactly. 19 pounds is right. So, but people are fed up. You know, I mean, it's not a happy situation here in Maryland with people trying to, file for unemployment and insurance and things like that. It has not been a happy situation here for a couple of weeks. And hopefully, finally.
It's more for the. I thought that the unhappiness with the unemployment is more for the self-proprietors and stuff.
If you go on and look at the Department of Labor Facebook page and see the happy, happy, joy, joy stuff, and then you read the comments from the people who are watching the page for information and trying to actually get some information, they're not happy. They're not happy. People who have been out of work and filing for unemployment. It's been a mess. It's really been a mess. So finally, we got a notice yesterday, if you read that, and those of you who are self-employed and know this, yesterday, hey, next Friday things are going to be fine. We'll have everything in place. You know, we've contracted for 200 workers. We're hiring 100 people. you know. So they weren't exactly ready for the people to, you know, once the shutdown began, they weren't exactly ready for people to, you know, attempt to, you know, do what they have to do what they're, I guess, entitled to. So
we got somebody heading to the woods on the line.
Who we got?
We got Jared.
Jared, good morning, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Al. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
We're on our way to the woods. I'm taking that boy again to see if we can have any luck this time.
Okay.
That's super.
That's good. Good. You said you heard the first gobble last time, and then whatever happened last week.
That took them forever to come around. By the time they came out, the hens ran into our deeks, and the deeks didn't move, so the hens ran back to the top and took them away from us.
Well, that's not very nice of those hens. Dang hens.
They want a man that moves.
It's the second time I've taken that young man and the hens messes up. That's I gotta give him twice, so.
Well, you know, third time's a charm, buddy.
We're gonna find out this morning. We got permission to come back one more time.
One more time. Well, that's nice. I saw, I got a few photos in a, you know, for the Hunting Quarterly, people sent me some stuff, and it's really nice to see him coming in. So that's cool. That's cool. But
you'll definitely get one if he gets a bird.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. So, how about that? Well, you enjoy your stay today. You like to get in on them early, right? I mean,
yes.
half hour before sunrise is a little after 6, so you need to get in there and get set up. So.
Half hour before sunrise is 6 minutes before 6 this morning.
Before 6. Wow, that's early, early. So, and here you are. So, how long does it take to walk in and get set up?
5 minutes.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I've got to get everything set up. Everything except for the decoys is already set up.
That's nice. That's a good deal. That's a good deal. So, what kind of decoy setup are you using?
To be honest with you, I don't know what the brand of them are.
Not brand. I mean, what's it look like?
Last year we had just two hens out. This year I put two hens in the jake. This time around I'm going to do just a single hen by itself.
Single hen and a couple jakes?
No new jakes, enough. Just a single
no jakes, just a single hen. Well, you know what? That's not bad. That's not bad.
I got to try something different. Like I said, every time, it's always those hens get me.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos with the guys that are using the a jake with a sitting hen, like, you know, ready to breed hen type of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, submitting hen, yes.
Submitting hen, that's what that is. Yep. So it's funny that turkey hunting is the way it is. It's, you know, you go against nature. You're trying to call a gobbler to a hen, which is not natural. The natural order of things is the gobbler calls the hen to themselves. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
But it's unusual that there are already hens up this early in the year.
It is. That's right. Well, it's been an unusual year. So does your young man want to say anything to us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good for you.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
Dalton.
Good morning, Dalton. How old are you this morning?
13.
Got it, Dalton. All right. Well, Mr. Jared's a good turkey hunter. He'll put you on him at least. So hopefully you can seal the deal.
Hopefully.
All right, buddy. Are you awake yet? You sound like Robin in the morning.
Yeah, I've been up for an hour.
An hour. Well, you're starting to function then. That's pretty good. Well, good luck out there, guys.
All right.
Have a great time,
thanks
y'all.
Thanks for calling in. Have a good time.
Thanks, Robin. Take care.
Yep. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's how you do it. What's wrong with that?
I think it's great.
It's not youth day. I mean, it's just, this is just.
No, I think it's great. He's taking him back out and everything.
It's a regular day
super.
For everybody, so. Yeah.
I know you're going to do it one day this week, hopefully.
Right. Got it.
I'm really hoping.
You're hoping for what?
You go hunting one day.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm not sure what day. You know, I might try to connect with a buddy.
I think Friday would be a great day for you.
A little further west in here, but we'll see what happens. Plenty of birds here.
I know Friday's a really great day for you to hunt.
You just want to. be alone on Friday. So that's fine. That's fine. I understand. I get it. So, yeah. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Yeah, I see that, Tom. I see your text here, Tom. I will reply later. So your week was okay there, Chris?
Yes.
All right. Are you planning on doing any turkey hunting anytime?
I wouldn't mind trying. Okay. I'm just not armed properly for it.
Oh, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that.
But yeah. Other than that, that's the tough part's the schedule.
Yeah.
That is the wrench in the machine.
Well, the schedule is early morning to 11 o'clock until, I think, the last 2 weeks of the season. I have to check the regulations. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And then you can hunt all day till sunset, you know, but it's...
But see, about the time that everybody's getting ready to go into the woods, I'm getting ready to hit the sack.
Yeah.
About 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm out until about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I get up, have just enough time to get a few things done.
Yeah.
And then I've got to hightail it up here. But the good thing is that the traffic is almost non-existent, so it's a very short ride to work now.
Oh, glad to hear that. Yeah, me too. Me too. I walk from the.
You get to walk from one room to another.
Yeah, the great room to the office. Yeah. But
I still have to get in the car.
Do you know what they said?
What?
They said the air in Los Angeles is the cleanest it's ever been since it's been tested.
Yes, they were saying the same thing around Baltimore too.
Hmm.
Because everybody's home, that the carbon monoxide or the carbon emissions have definitely dropped.
Well, sure.
And they can see it from space.
I think that's wild.
Very wild.
Even in China, like the number one or number two most polluted country, that's even dropped over there as well.
We have a friend who teaches online. She teaches Chinese students. Teaches them English. She's a teacher, and she's working with this company that gives online courses, and her courses are like 20 minutes or 30 minutes or something like that, where she teaches a class full of kids or one-on-one English. And she had a goal to reach so many classes and that type of thing, and at the end of last month she sent us a text that said 220. She's taught 220 classes
last month.
She's very busy. She's very busy. But, you know, she gets up at 4 in the morning and she starts teaching. I mean, the time difference is amazing. So, you know, she starts teaching. She'll teach till 9, 10 o'clock and then take a nap and do her household stuff. You know, get up and have dinner for the family and then bed and then get it back up at 4 o'clock in the morning and keep going. So it's
again.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So
I have a totally new respect for teachers because I could never be one.
We have a young lady that we take care of during the day. She's 10 years old, just turned 10 years old, and she's got she's taking her school classes online. She's got assignments that she does and has to finish and submit online. And, you know, she spends an hour here in the morning and an hour in the afternoon doing her homework at least that much.
Well, it was. Now it's even more because they've sent all the stuff home. They're doing Talbot County gave everybody iPads.
Right.
They were distributed week before last, I think.
Okay.
And that has helped tremendously. But they have virtual or online over the air group meetings with their students.
Like teleconferences.
Yeah, it's like Zoom.
Yeah, teleconferences.
Yeah, with their students and stuff. And twice a week they all get on there. They're with the kids all get on there with their teacher and talk. And it's really pretty interesting to watch. And I tell you, they've gone out of their way to make it so the kids still get the education. But I don't have the patience. I never did. I knew when I was very young that teaching was not my forte.
And you were right.
I was so correct.
Spelling is one of your strong suits.
Oh, that's really funny, Alan. I know. I was checking her grammar and spelling, Chris, and I said, God help
Chris,
her.
Chris would know how strong your spelling is with all the
text I said. Most of that is just trying to text too fast, more than spelling.
Well, I know that. Yes, your mind goes way ahead of your...
And I can still make it out, so I understand.
That's because he's good. He doesn't get frustrated like you.
How about them O's?
With me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
He comes in and says, what are you trying to tell me?
That's all right.
It's all in good fun.
It's all fun. So, any callers on the line there, Chris? Do we have anybody?
No, sir. I guess they're in the process of heading to the woods and getting set up.
That's some of them, yeah. You know, and the restriction on catch and release fishing has cut down on people getting up and going fishing this time of the morning. If they, you know, hey, we're going for catfish or snakeheads or something or perch we can eat, we don't need to get up to crack of dawn and get out there, you know, so... it's a shame. It's a shame. It's affected a lot of people in the outdoors for sure, no question. I mean, this turkey hunting thing is a great distraction. I mean, you can social distance from people, but you can, you know, I mean, if you're, you can't when you're riding in a car. And turkey hunting is not necessarily a group event like, you know, waterfowl hunting, you know, six guys in a goose pit or a duck blind. So, you know, deer hunting, turkey hunting, but turkey hunting is the only game in town right now. So it's, I mean, maybe groundhog or coyote or something like that, but none of those are real group ventures. Hunting isn't supposed to be a group venture like that for some species, you know. So even like on the first day of deer season when I hunt one of the farms, that I hunt, and there's five or six guys out there, and you're all texting back and forth and, you know, tracking the deer movements and did you see anything and all that. That's fun. But personally, I like my solitude when I'm hunting by myself. You know, I like that.
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah, baby.
We got Odell on the line.
Odell. Let's talk to Odell. Good morning, Odell.
Good morning.
Morning, Odell.
Miss Robin. How y'all doing?
Hanging in there. How are you?
I'm just thinking one day at a time. It's crazy.
It is. It is.
Yeah. So our company, it keeps laying off.
Yeah.
I mean, it is wow. And for the trucking industry.
Yeah, that's not right. That doesn't sound right.
People not shipping anything, and we got like 110 people at our terminal, and I guess we'd have got rid of like 45 laid off.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
And that's just in Baltimore. That's not counting the other terminals all over the other states you got.
Yeah. Sounds like you're chopping up something. What are you doing in the background there, bud?
Oh, I'm dropping a trailer.
Oh, well.
In the yard so they can work it.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow. Okay.
We're working right with him.
Yeah, we feel like we're there. You know?
Yep.
So turning a handle.
So. Yeah, I just said call him. How you doing? It's like riding in the trolley going down the highway at night.
Got it.
Yep.
All right. Well, there's not a lot of traffic out there. I mean, I'm guessing there's less traffic out there now than there was before.
Are they still saying you can't catch no bass and trout?
Yeah. Well, you can catch trout. Yeah, if you're going to eat them.
Anything you can eat,
you can eat. You know, if you're fishing for food, but if you're a catch and release bass guy, you know, you're not allowed to catch and release.
Why is that? They're afraid the fish might catch the...
No, they don't want people out. So, you know, they don't want bass tournaments and they don't want, you know,
I know about that.
You know, but, you know, catch and release, come on, give me a break.
My grandson says, hey, Poppy, what I got to do? I got to put a note on my worm and tell the fish they can't bite it on certain ones.
Like that.
Your grandson's a pretty smart guy.
He's funny, too.
10 years old. I says, I know. I don't think so. He says, well, I can't put my tablet down and show him, you know. So I think he was just pulling my leg.
I think he was a little bit. That's funny. So.
But,
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's nice talking to you guys. And
you got it,
Odell, you have a great day.
Be careful out there, all right?
Have a great day every week. Go have a blessed one.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Guess who we got on the line?
That would be Mark from formerly of Towson, now from Delaware.
Delaware Mark, formerly of Towson.
Delaware Mark, formerly of Towson.
Correct.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How are you, Mark?
Good. Doing great. You started the show off talking about hunting for turkeys.
Yes.
I'll tell you, there are a lot of people in this country, and I am not one, who can say, oh, no, I'm living with a turkey.
I would never say that.
No.
I would never say anything like that.
And certainly not me. But
nope, especially on the air. I mean, I wouldn't say anything like that.
There are a lot of people who have rediscovered each other only to decide they're not who they thought they was.
Yeah, they said, you know, they had talked about the pregnancy rate going up after all this. Now they're saying the divorce rate is going to be worse than the pregnancy rate.
Yeah, I think, Robin, I think you're right. It's going to be both extremes.
Well, we have proven two long-time sayings. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And,
oh, that's so true.
Well, that's true. Yes. And then what's the other one? Familiarity breeds contempt.
Contempt.
So, there are days.
Yeah, but yesterday we worked hard together. That
we
was
did.
Nice.
That was fun. Teamwork.
As long as I kept you on point, we were good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
One thing you remember, seriously.
Yeah.
When people are in jail, what's worse punishment they can dish out to people who are already in jail?
Solitary confinement.
Yes.
That's true.
And the best thing people can do is remember to call their friends who they know are alone, especially if they're elderly, and remind them somebody's thinking about them.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, there are a lot of people out there who are not dealing well with this mentally, you know?
Yeah.
So, just answer, please.
But we will get through it.
No question. No question.
Pandemics, world wars.
Depressions. Yeah.
We've been through a lot. We'll get through this, too.
Humans have survived all this time. I mean, however long you believe we've been here, whether it's 5,000 or 10,000 or 50,000 years, whatever you happen to believe, you know, here we still are.
Yeah.
Here we still are. You would think we'd have been a little further advanced than we are.
I'm not convinced that this thing is human progress. I think we just stumble and fall forward occasionally.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I mean, if you look at the political aspect of it, and you see how certain philosophies have come and gone through the years, how things have failed, and then they get tried again, and oh, we have a better way to do it. No, you don't. You know.
Yeah.
So
a lot of learning taking place.
People want to be free. That's all they want. They want their liberty.
They do want to be free. And,
yep.
And we will never be able to look at... I feel sorry for the Chinese people.
I do.
Egalitarian
yep.
Government, but I feel sorry for the people. Being
yes.
The way they do.
No question. No question. But, you know, we could always move to the utopia of North Korea where there is no coronavirus.
No. You get a cough and they shoot you in the head.
Okay. Well, you on that pleasant note, buddy, you have a wonderful weekend.
I will, because we don't live there.
We don't live there. That's right. Oh, you gave me a chuckle.
Have a good one.
You too. See you, Mark. Bye.
See ya.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Morning, John B. Everybody's good here. Morning, Chuck. Don't know if you're listening, but morning, Josh. Thank you for checking in. I wish you good luck on the turkeys. I don't know where you're headed today, but so people, you know, reach out on email and text and everything else. Good morning, Tom. I see that you're up and at 'em this morning, so it's all good. A lot of people are listening, just not calling.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
We can talk.
Yeah.
There was some joke you told me to save for today, and now I can't remember which one it was.
Oh. The coronavirus.
Did I send it to you?
No, I sent it to you from the viewpoint of the UPS guy.
That's not the one you were telling me to say.
Oh, all right. A UPS driver with a regular route gets to know a little bit about nearly everyone who frequently places orders. So here are some observations from an anonymous UPS driver. There are five types of customers since the Rona. There's Steve out there. He's been waiting for this moment his whole life. He's been drinking Boilermaker since 10 a.m. in his recliner, and his AR-15 is within arm's reach. He has 6 months of provisions in the basement and a bug-out bag due west buried in the woods. Steve demands a handshake as I give him his package. He's sizing me up as I deliver his ammo. Steve will survive this, and he will kill you if he needs to. Then there's Brad. He's standing in his window wearing his skinny jeans and a Patagonia t-shirt. He's mad because there were no organic tomatoes at Whole Foods today. He points at the ground where he's taped a 6-foot no-go zone line from his porch. I leave a case of Fuji water, organic granola bites, and his new Bernie Bro hat at the tape. Brad will not survive. Steve will probably eat him. Nancy there, she's sprayed everything with thieves oil, bought all the Clorox wipes and hand sanitizer and toilet paper and meat and bread from the local grocery chain. She's quarantined her kids and sprays them with a mixture of thieves, lavender, and mint essential oils daily. She's posted every link known to man about the Rona on her social media. She'll spray you if you break the 6-foot rule. I will leave her yet another case of toilet paper. She will last longer than Brad, but not Steve. Karen. She's called everybody, read them the latest news on the Rona. She's asked for the manager at Food Lion, Walmart, Publix, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Vaughn's all before noon, demanding more toilet paper. Karen's kids are currently faking the Rona to avoid her. I'm delivering Hello Kitchen to her. Karen will not survive longer than Brad. Mary's sitting in the swing. She's watching her kids have a water balloon fight in the front yard as she's on her fourth glass of wine. She went to the store and bought 2 cases of Pop-Tarts, 6 boxes of cereal, 8 bags of pizza rolls, and a 6-roll pack of toilet paper. There's a playlist of Bob Marley, Pink Floyd, and Post Malone playing in the background. I'm bringing her second shipment of 15 bottles of wine in 3 days. Mary will survive, and she'll marry Steve, and together they will repopulate the earth. I thought it was amusing. Anyway.
We have Glenn on the line.
Glenn on the line. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, bud?
Hey, Alan, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
It don't seem like it's been a week since I talked to you.
Nope. It goes by fast sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
get to a certain day or whatever, and you think back, geez, it seemed like I did that day or two ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a week.
Yeah. Well, I've been keeping busy a little bit. I got a call from an outdoor writer the other day who's writing an article for White Tails Unlimited about Maryland's Eastern Shore. So he called me and said, "Hey, you're doing this bucks, bears, stags thing. You got any deer to send me?" I said, "Yeah. How about a dozen or so?" "Well, I want a sick of deer too. I said, "All right, that's fine." So I sent him like about a dozen deer, and he picked 4 big whitetails, and so we were back and forth all week with that. Then we're trying to build a new website, put another couple products out there, and we'll reveal that when everything is rolling, right? So we'll it's been a busy week doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But getting out there and doing any work, that's killing me not to get out on the road, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing? You holding your own? You got enough toilet paper and meat and bread and all that stuff?
So, yeah.
That's good.
Right now, anyway. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know if I'm going to get to go turkey hunting or not. Well, what I was going to do, I'd let my friend, he told me hold off a week so he could go. If he goes.
Sure.
But I mean, it's not like it's plenty of room for boat bubbles. I mean,
yeah,
it's there, but his place.
I got you, buddy. I got you. So, all right, man. Well, hang in there, Glenn. Nice talking to you. We'll talk again, I'm sure.
Great.
Glenn, have a great day.
You too.
All right, buddy.
Take care, and all.
See you, man. Yep, take care. Stay safe. So Chuck says he's listening this morning.
I know. I just talked to him.
Yeah, so.
It was really nice to hear his text.
Really nice to hear his text.
Sure, she can't talk to him while she's on the air.
Yes, she can.
Well,
I did.
I mean, via text.
I talked to him. I can talk to you.
Yes.
Can't, I'm not talking to her, but.
Yeah, we don't talk to each other.
So, oh, man. Any callers online there, Chris?
No, sir.
Well, why don't we tell the folks then about Clyde Sports Shop, because they're
there
open.
There you go.
And if you are fishing for fish to eat, they've got the bait. No question. You're going for catfish. You're going for white perch. You're going for trout. Anything to eat, crappies, snakeheads, you name it. All those edible fishes are out there, and Clyde Sports Shop is open for bait, no question. Now, if you're going fishing, you of course need a rod and a reel and some line and hooks and weights and bobbers and all that stuff. Clyde says all that. They've got Shakespeare fishing rods, including the ugly stick and reels as well, the Fluger rods and reels. They've got St. Croix rods. They've got a rod and reel combo for any fishing situation. They've got kids combos and fishing kits on sale from $19.95 for trout or bass or catfish, panfish, and more. Clyde's also sells firearms and ammunition, just saying. If you're looking for something new, check out the full line of Browning, whether it's shotguns or rifles. Browning's has all that, or handguns. And you can get your, get equipped, ready to go. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? They are exercising social distancing. They are restricting the amount of people in the store to under 10. And, you'll be taken care of. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Why not give them a call today? Check out the fishing hotline. I haven't called it in a while. Maybe we'll find out here in between hours what the fishing hotline has to say. But it's 410-247-3474. The way I remember it is 410-247-FISH. Simple. We'll be right back after we hear from somebody on the recorded side.
Some precipitation around the area early on as we start the weekend, but sunshine by this afternoon. Also, some drier air starts to move in as your high tops out about 57. Now, tonight, clear 37. By Sunday, wrapping up the weekend, partly cloudy, afternoon high at about 65, lows upper 40s. Monday, might see some morning showers. Those should be out by about midday and 62. Tuesday, sunny skies and 65. I'm Craig Ross with the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp them out and you can't make them run, cause when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say great, we say man, if you ain't in the battle, don't give a damn.
We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can.
Thank you, Hank. That's a good message for all of us to remember. How about that? Any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris?
Yes, sir. We have Tom.
Well, let's talk to Tom from Reisterstown. Good morning, Tom. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Robin and Al, my keepers of my favorite radio show.
Glad to hear it. Thanks so much.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
I was just thinking about something you said earlier, as long as mankind's been around.
Yeah.
We're not advanced.
That's true.
I got the answer. It's something I've given considerable thought to.
Okay.
If you think about it, most of the countries in the world have been around for hundreds, thousands of years.
That's true.
In 150 years, once the United States gave people their personal freedom, property rights, and all that.
Yes, sir.
We became the most powerful, strongest country in the world.
That's right.
Because of freedom.
Because of freedom.
And these things got invented because if you lived under a king or a monarch or a czar, you'd have no incentive to invent anything because the king or the czar would just take it from you. But when it came to you enriching yourself by inventing it, it unleashed man's mind. I honestly believe that.
His mind is unleashed.
Too deep for this early in the morning?
No, I like
no,
it.
We got it. We're good. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. When you give people freedom, liberty to, you know, do what we do in this country, except for the last 30 days or so,
right.
You know, we can do magnificent things. We can fly to the moon. We can cure diseases. We can, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. It is. So.
And that's what's lost on the young people today. You know, the ones that want to support Bernie Sanders, want everything for free, want the government to control everything.
Yeah. Well, Bernie, he's backing the other guy now. They're all clustering behind,
yeah.
What's my name?
I'm looking forward to the debate so bad.
Oh, I know. We were talking about that last night.
Yeah. Me too. The first question. Would each of you tell us what town we are in today? Second question, would each of you tell us what office you are running for? Let's keep it basic, you know? There's little chance of error there.
even if that's the only question, he'll still crush him.
You never know.
It's going to be I'm at a loss for words. I just sit here and shake my head when I watch what people are backing.
I know.
It's scary. It really is.
It's all just they can get him to do whatever they want. So.
Well. Yeah. All right.
Good idea it was anyway.
That's right.
You guys take care. Stay safe.
All right, Tom.
You have
thanks
a wonderful day.
Thanks for the update this morning. Appreciate that.
Yep. See you.
All right, man. Thanks.
Stay safe.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. What is that? Chicken marsala?
Mm-hmm. I'm officially sick of food. Yeah, we can make that.
All right.
I'm trying to find something to go in the crock pot today.
We got
Chris.
Rabbit.
I am not eating rabbit.
We got wild turkey.
I'm going to a restaurant. I can't
do that.
Good luck with that. I'll work. You go to a restaurant and see how much you eat. I'll lock you out of the house and I'll see if the rabbit's still good.
My mommy will take me and leave me alone.
Yes, your mommy will take you in. I know that. That's for sure. So, Chris.
Yes, sir.
What kind of firearm do you think you'd be looking for these wild turkeys if you get a chance to go? You know, the season's in for a month, so you got plenty of time.
Probably I would go for I've never fired a shotgun, believe it or not. So I would probably go with maybe a 20 gauge.
Well, maybe. That's certainly do it. No question.
That would do it. You know, and again, it's just because I've never fired a shotgun, and I never even thought of turkey hunting until I went to go get the squirrel, and all of a sudden that turkey just...
There's the turkey.
And all of a sudden I thought, that would be interesting.
No question. No question. So,
what would you recommend for a first-timer?
I would, a first-timer, a 20-gauge is certainly powerful enough, no question about it. You got to be judicious, though, on your choice of ammunition. You just don't want to go out there and get a box of number sixes and go, you know, there are specialty turkey loads. There are loads, now they're a little more expensive than their standard ammunition, but if you're going to shoot a 20-gauge, you need to know where it's shooting. I would strongly suggest investing in a turkey choke if you don't have an outright turkey gun. What the turkey choke does is tighten the pattern to give you more range, tighten the pattern of pellets. Okay?
Okay.
So you want to make sure you have a tight turkey choke, at least a full choke. And then you want to pattern that shotgun. You want to get a couple boxes of shells, and you want to go out and put a turkey-sized target at 30, 40 yards and see how many pellets are in that that turkey's head and neck region at those ranges. And, you know, you may want to try a couple different boxes of ammunition, a couple different types. So turkey target's easy to make, by the way. In case anybody wants to make one, just get a piece of cardboard. I mean, you know, I know there are Amazon boxes around your house. God knows there's plenty around here. Take one of the bigger ones. Make a fist. Take a magic marker and draw around your arm and your fist, or you can extend your fingers if you want. Make it look like a turkey head. That's your turkey pattern. Real simple. Set that target out at 30 yards. Take a shot at it, set it to 40 yards. You might need to make another one, you know, because you can't count pellets after you've shot the first one. So make a couple of them. Take them out 20, 30 yards, try different ammo, and see which one puts the most pellets into your hand and arm, drawn on that piece of cardboard. And, you know, whatever puts the most pellets in that head and neck region, that's going to be your load.
Got it.
So, guys are using 410s and tungsten shot and taking turkeys at 40, 50 yards. Guys are using, you know, 20 gauges. 20 gauge came into popularity a few years ago when they developed more turkey loads. 12 gauge, of course, is still, you know, more pellets and more power.
Time power, from what I understand.
Now, well, you know, it's
like a mule type kick.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, you know, it all depends. It all depends on your experience and that type of thing. We were talking about recoil last time, and you know, when you're shooting a shotgun at a target, like when you're waterfowl hunting, using a 12 gauge shotgun, even a semi-automatic, you know, when the birds are in sight, you don't feel the recoil because you're focused on the birds.
Yeah, the adrenaline kicks in.
So, yeah, it's you know, it's so.
I don't think I have that much adrenaline. We got a caller on the line.
Well, let's talk to him.
We got Chuck, not the Chuck you think it is, but a different Chuck.
A different Chuck.
Yep.
All right.
Good morning.
How are you, Chuck?
Morning, Chuck.
I just wanted to give you a real quick history of my experience of turkey hunting. And pretty much, if I want turkey, I'd go to get a boneless turkey. Right. And I mean, I've been so many times, and I've been stumped by these birds so many times, and I've been pretty successful in my life hunting, but for some reason, I just can't get the hang of it. I've seen a 24 pound bird on a roost in the morning. He jumped off the branch. It sounded like a helicopter. This bird was so big. And I went to shoot him, and, of course, I had to choke on. Okay.
You mean the safety on?
Yeah, I mean the safety on. I'm sorry. And about 10 minutes later, this poor guy comes walking up the side of the ridge, and he sees me, and he says, "Hey, you didn't happen to see a big bird roosting in that tree, did you? I've been tracking this bird for a month." I felt so terrible, I couldn't even say anything. I said, no, I haven't seen anything.
And now you just told the world. Maybe he's listening.
Yeah. My son and I went hunting one time, and I'm not kidding. Everybody was fishing. It was put and take day up in Savage, and everybody's pulling trout. I said, "Look, we got licenses. Let's go back and get our fishing rods." I'm not kidding. I went back, got my fishing rods. An hour later, came down the Savage River, and I could have, right across the river, 30 feet, there had to be a flock of eight birds just picking at the gravel. And they looked at me, they weren't even afraid.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of experience I had. I went with my friends. I watched them shoot birds. I got so frustrated one fall. I just shot a bird. I didn't even sex them. It was a hen. Yeah, I know that's legal. And I had to live with all my friends calling me hen killer for the next week. So,
It's legal, you know. So, I'll tell you what. It is a very frustrating and challenging endeavor. But that's what brings me back. I hunted turkeys when I was a kid, and you know, I've hunted with some of the best turkey hunters in Maryland. And was unable to seal the deal. I mean, one time we had a bird coming in, and my guy says, "Get ready." And I said, "Should I take the safety off?" And he goes, "Yeah," because he's right there. Click the safety. The bird heard it and turned around and left. Another time we had a bird come out from behind a brush pile, shootable bird in range. Bird came out from behind the brush pile, saw something he didn't like, whether it was our camo or whatever. You know, we turned around and went away. It's fun seeing them. It's fun hearing them. It's fun working them. I had one. I worked a bird from up in Green Ridge, or with our buddy Frank. I worked a bird up there for almost 2 hours, and had him coming. Somebody shot him. I mean, I worked him on the roost. I heard him fly down. I had him coming across the river, and somebody else shot him. That's public hunting. So, you know, we just have our experiences, but I'll never forget some of them. And then last year when I finally sealed the deal, the bird I got was a Jake. It wasn't that big, but I had a good time with my buddy Bobby, and we shared the blind. I listened to him call. Bobby's killed 60 longbeards in his life.
Oh man!
You know, so he's
but
got
that,
the.
I'm sure that was a lot of work, though. I'm sure it didn't come easy.
Well, you know, it didn't. But you know, he's like, he kept saying shoot, and I kept saying he's still coming. You know, and I waited till he got where I was confident. And we had
a bird tree one time, and I called it in. It flew down the ridge. I saw it, and it went down below me.
Mm-hmm.
It came up behind me. I saw it go behind a real big oak tree, and I must have shouldered my gun for 5 minutes. And I finally put the gun down. I said, "Hey, where'd he go?"
He went straight away from you.
I walked toward the tree. He stuck his head out and ran down the ridge.
No, brother. Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's it. I've killed one hen in 10 years.
And they're very humbling, no question. Very humbling.
All right, yep. I'll see you guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Everybody out there.
Have a super day.
Thank you, Chuck.
You too.
See
you.
Bye bye. Well, that sounds like my turkey hunting history, you know. I've seen them, I've heard them, I've had them coming, I've heard them gobble and gobble, 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 and stop. I've had them coming in, I've had them come uphill and take the sideway route out. I mean, one of the closest encounters I had was when Jacob was a young kid. His first turkey hunting experience, we had a giant gobbler come in. We chased that thing around all morning, but first thing, we're in the ground blind. Decoys are in front of us. The turkey comes in from the side and jumps up on a log at 20 yards and just gobbles and gobbles and gobbles. We could watch him stick his head out. He gobbled so loud that it almost felt like the ground blind was shaking. I mean, it was just a magnificent bird, and Jake wasn't able to you know, turn because the bird would have seen him and that type of thing. We chased that big guy around for miles. I mean, he came in and he'd go 600-700 yards away and disappear, and then, you know, we'd hear him coming back around the top of the ridge, and he'd be off to our left, he'd be off to our right. And about 10:30 in the morning, we looked down, and there he was right in front of the ground blind, and we were 200 yards away. Just the way it goes. That's our count. Very, very. I don't think they're a extremely smart animal.
They seem like they're extremely smart when you're hunting.
Well, no, I think they're more instinctive. I think they're more careful. I think they're more. What's the word I'm looking for? Their instincts are good as far as protecting themselves.
That makes them smart.
I don't know that that's intelligence. I mean, they got the brain the size of a walnut.
How many turkeys have you killed and how many times you've been?
Well, I didn't say they were that smart because we've had them come in and be fooled. And if it wasn't human error, the bird would be dead. It's mostly human error that keeps them away. You know, clicking the safety or having them see you or something like that. That's a survival instinct. I don't call that intelligence.
Do you find them more challenging than deer?
Yes. I do. You know, I do. So, depends on the deer, though. I mean, you know, if you want a deer for meat, that's easy for the most part. You know, but if you want the big buck, and if you're willing to wait for a 4.5, 5.5-year-old deer, then you're going to wait because their instincts for survival, you know, didn't get to be that old by being stupid. So anyway, I hear music, Chris. You hear music, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
Are you? You have your.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell the folks, and then we'll get out of here and be back after the news.
Stay home, stay safe, hang in there a little longer for all of us.